السلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. سورة الرعد verses 29 and 30. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أنبياء الله جميعا وعلى سيدهم وخاتمهم حبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات طوبى لهم وحسن مآب. كذلك أرسلناك في أمة قد خلت من قبلها أمم لتتلو عليهم الذي أوحينا إليك وهم يكفرون بالرحمن، قل هو ربي لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وإليه متاب، صدق الله العلي العظيم. In this verse, verse 29, the Holy Quran states that there are two prerequisites to enjoy this life and the hereafter. To succeed in this life, the lower life, and also to succeed in the hereafter. Just two prerequisites, no more. Two things. If you can achieve them, you will succeed. You will be happy in this life. And also in the next one you will be happy too. These two things, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, those who believe and perform righteous deeds. Those who believe and perform righteous deeds. Two things. Believe. The belief has to be genuine. The belief in God, in His book, in the Prophet, in a day of judgment, the day of justice, the day of accountability. The belief has to be genuine. Sometimes we believe in God, but the belief is not genuine. We say that we believe in God, but we really do not believe in Him. Because at the time of deeds and actions and acts, we don't believe in God. We act as if God is not there. Imam Ali alayhi salam says, has a beautiful saying in Nahj al-Balagha. He says to his community, I advise you to follow five things. Usikum bikhams. Usikum bikhamsin. لو ضربتم بها آباط الإبل لكانت أهلا لذلك. Even if you travel long distances, very far distances, to achieve these five things, it's worth it. It's worth it to achieve them, to learn them and achieve them. The first thing he says, لا يرجون أحدكم إلا ربه. Don't put rest your hope on anything except God. If you are the wealthiest person and the healthiest person on earth and the most influential person and the most powerful person, you should not put your faith in your wealth, in your health, in your family, in your power, in your influence. Don't rest your hope on these things, because these things may fail you any time, any moment. Only put your hope and trust in God. This is the meaning of believe in God. Believe in God is not just to say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. I bear witness that there is no God but God. You know how many people say this sentence a day? Probably hundreds of thousands of people around the world, they say this sentence. But they don't act upon this sentence. This is a pledge. When you say, Ashhadu, I bear witness, I testify that there is no God but God, it means that you have to act upon that. At the time of emergency, you go to God. You call God. You speak to God. You put your faith in God. لَا يَرْجُوَنَّ أَحَدُكُمْ إِلَّا رَبَّهُ. Don't rest your hope on anything in this world except God. All these things are going to perish. Except God, He doesn't perish. إِنَّكَ مَيِّتٌ وَإِنَّهُمْ مَيِّتُونَ. God says to the Prophet, you're going to die and they're going to die. Nobody is going to survive. The only thing that survives in this universe is God. He doesn't die. He doesn't disappear. Put your faith, put your trust in God. لَا يَرْجُوَنَّ أَحَدُكُمْ إِلَّا رَبَّهُ وَلَا يَخَافَنَّ أَحَدُكُمْ إِلَّا ذَنْبَهُ. Don't fear anything in this universe. Don't fear any government, any entity, any person. Except fear from one thing. You have to fear from one thing. When you commit a sin, when you commit a sin, you have to fear of that sin. You have to fear of the consequences of that sin. Don't fear of anything in this universe. Except your own sin. When you commit a violation, you have to be fearful of that. If you don't repent, if you don't go back to God, if you don't try to erase these points. You know how the DMV, they put points on your driver's license? 3 points they take away? This is exactly what the sin does to our file. Takes points away. We have to restore them, bring them back through repentance. Through genuine repentance. Through genuine feeling of sorrow and remorse when we commit a sin. Don't fear anything in this life. Nothing is able to hurt you except your own sin. And then the third thing he says, وَلَا يَسْتَحِيَنَّ أَحَدٌ مِّنْكُمْ إِذَا سُئِلَ عَمَّا لَا يَعْلَمْ أَن يَقُولَ لَا أَعْلَمْ. My third advice to you, my community, this is what Imam Ali says to his community. Do not be embarrassed if you are asked about a question and you don't know the answer. Don't be embarrassed of saying, I don't know. I don't know is a virtue. It means you are a good person. I do not know, it does not mean you are a bad person. I do not know, when you say, I do not know to a question that you really don't know the answer to it. This is not a deficiency. This is perfection. It's a perfection. It's a sign of human perfection. Don't be embarrassed. God is not expecting you to be Google, you know, knowing everything. We have limitations. And then the fourth thing he says, وَلَا يَسْتَحِيَنَّ أَحَدٌ مِّنْكُمْ إِذَا لَمْ يَعْلَمِ الشَّيْءَ أَنْ يَتَعَلَّمَهُ. Do not also be embarrassed if you don't know something to go and learn. There is no embarrassment when you learn. You get a credit. Don't say my age does not permit me, my status in the community does not permit me to go and learn. Sometimes we learn things from the kids. There is no embarrassment. I say this not a joke, a reality. I sometimes ask my son Ali here many questions. I don't know them. I call him, Ali, come down here. I want to ask you. He gives me the answer. There is no embarrassment. We learn. We have to learn. There is no embarrassment in learning. There is embarrassment when there is opportunity to learn and you don't learn. You decline. وَلَا يَسْتَحِيَنَّ. Do not be embarrassed when there is something good to learn and you go after it and learn it. Don't be embarrassed. Sit and learn. And then number five, he says, this is very powerful. He says, وَعَلَيْكُمْ بِالصَّبْرِ. Get hold of patience in your life. If you want to be happy in your life, if you don't want to be frustrated with yourself, with your community, with your neighbors, with your family members, get hold of patience. No one can succeed in this life without patience. No one can enjoy this life without being patient. وَعَلَيْكُمْ بِالصَّبْرِ. No one is able to move forward without patience. Every day, every step of this life requires patience. Every step. Look at those people around you who are successful. They did not become successful because they were always frustrated or impatient. Because they were patient. Sometimes you have to be patient with hunger, sometimes with loneliness, sometimes with poverty, sometimes with people around you. You have to be patient and tolerant. وَعَلَيْكُمْ بِالصَّبْرِ. So God says there are only two steps, no more. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Those who believe and perform righteous deeds, طُوبَى لَهُمْ. Theirs is a blessedness in this life. طُوبَى لَهُمْ. And in the next one, وَحُسْنُ مَآب. And a beautiful return to God. You enjoy both this one and that one. Blessedness means stability, peace in your life. People today are searching for peace. Every family, every individual, every country, every society is searching for peace. Where do we find peace? Which pharmacy today can provide me with a medicine called peace? Which pharmacy? Which hospital? Peace, when you believe in God, true belief in God, a true trust in God, and righteous deeds. Righteous deeds earns you peace of mind, earns you stability, it earns you content. Nothing is better, no quality in this life is bigger and better and more powerful than being content. Inner content inside you. You are happy with what you have. You are happy with what you have. You are also happy when you don't have something. When you don't get it, when you don't make it, you are still happy. You don't get sad for that. God says to Prophet Muhammad in chapter 20, Surah Taha. And through him to us, God is speaking to us, but through the channel of the Prophet. He says, وَلَا تَمُدَّنَّ عَيْنَيْكَ إِلَى مَا مَتَّعْنَا بِهِ أَزْوَاجًا مِّنْهُمْ زَهْرَةَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Do you want to be happy in this life? You don't want to stress out? You don't want to live in anxiety and depression and sadness? Listen to this tip. God says to the Prophet, do not look at what other peoples have in their life. Don't compare yourself to others. If you keep comparing yourself to your neighbors, to your brothers, to your friends, you will die with sadness. You will spend the rest of your life in sadness. Don't. وَلَا تَمُدَّنَّ عَيْنَيْكَ. Do not stretch your eyes to what we have given others. We have given them to test them. It's a test. Some families, we give them children to test. Some families, we give them wealth. Some families, we give them democracy. Some families, we give them good neighborhoods, good governments. These are tests. These are all tests from God. Don't wish what others have. Be content in what you have. Sometimes you have better, but you don't discover it. You look at something which is downgraded. You have it at home. You have the best quality of that product, but you don't pay attention to it. Some people are far-sighted. They are not short. Sometimes we have to be short-sighted to see things, the good things around us. وَلَا تَمُدَّنَّ عَيْنَيْكَ إِلَى مَا مَتَّعْنَا بِهِ أَزْوَاجًا مِّنْهُمْ. We have given some families few things. زهرة الحياة الدنيا. This is temporary. This is like a pacifier that a child has. Pacifier. We give the child a pacifier just to silence him for a couple of hours. God has given all these things as pacifiers for us. Because we are children. لِنَفْتِنَهُمْ فِيهِ. We have given them these things in this life, worldly gains, just to test them. لِنَفْتِنَهُمْ فِيهِ. To test them. وَرِزْقُ رَبِّكَ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى. Just ask God. And look up to what God has saved for you. Don't look up to what people have. Don't look at people's homes and cars and businesses and what they wear and what they do and what restaurant. Don't. Focus on your journey in this life. These things are distractions. These things would earn you depression. Do you know the study says the more you use Instagram and Facebook to see what people have, to see their pictures and their journeys, and the more you become depressed. This is a fact. This is a scientific fact. This is a research. Many people sometimes, they spend most of their days checking what people, they went to this vacation, they purchased this, they did this, they had this. It's not good. This is not good. This is not good. Don't do that. Don't hurt yourself. Focus on yourself, your family, your life. Cancel Instagram. Believe me, cancel it. Shut it down. You are not going to benefit from that. Tell me, what's the benefit of Instagram and all these things? Only keep it Twitter, because I have a Twitter, you know. So, God says, الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات طوبى لهم. طوبى, what's the meaning of طوبى? In English, it is blessedness. طوبى in Arabic is the feminine of طيب. طيب is delicious and good. The masculine is طيب, delicious. Anything which is good, pure, delicious is called طيب. طوبى is the feminine of it. This is why some ladies' name are طوبى. Means they are good, inshallah. Okay? The masculine is طيب, the feminine is طوبى. So this is number one. طوبى means when you are content in this life. The second meaning of it is a metaphor. We've been told that in paradise, طوبى is a name of a tree that grows in the house of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And stretches its branches to the homes and the properties of the believers. They enjoy the shade of that tree. The tree grows in the house of Rasulullah, the Messenger of God, stretches its branches to the people who love the Prophet and follow him and follow his family. They enjoy the shade of this beautiful tree. طوبى لهم. So if you want to enjoy this shade, you have to subscribe to the Prophet, to his tradition, to his manners, to his way of life, to his teachings. طوبى لهم وحسن مآب. حسن مآب means they have a beautiful return to God. My friends, many people in this life, they fear death. And they are rightly so. We have to fear death. I mentioned last week, death is a very mysterious journey. We don't know what happens to us. We read books, we read the Quran, we read the sayings of the prophets and the imams. At the end, we have zero knowledge about death. Because God says you would never know unless you experience it yourself. This is a verse in the Quran. God says you would never know anything about death. Your knowledge is zero until the day you die. You're going to see and hear new things that you never heard of before. Nobody told you about. This is a verse in the Quran. You come across scenes, nobody told you about them. It's all surprises. Death is very mysterious, my friends. The Prophet says, the most horrific scene I have seen in my life is the grave. He says, I come across many horrific scenes, terrible scenes, but nothing terrifies me like the grave. ما رأيت منظرا فظيعا إلا والقبر أفظع منه. Whenever I come across a horrific scene, I remember that the grave, قبر, is more horrific. Why? Because we really don't know what will happen. I don't know. Here, when you go to a country, you check it out. The State Department, they have a list of countries. They tell you about this country and that country. So you go there and you expect, you know, maybe 80% of what they say is right. But nobody has given. The State Department does not tell you about death and what happens in that life. They don't know themselves. Even the CIA, they don't know. Nobody can tell you what happens to you when you cross the line into the next one. Nobody knows. It's a mystery. Nobody knows. وَبَدَى, this is the verse in the Quran. وَبَدَى لَهُمْ, to the dead people, they're going to see مِنَ اللَّهِ, from God, مَا لَمْ يَكُونُوا يَحْتَسِبُونَ. They never thought of this, what they see after death. They never thought about it. They never anticipated this. Very mysterious journey. We have to be prepared. God says, if you have good faith in me, good trust, and you do righteous in this life, you're going to have a safe passage there. Don't worry. يا أيتها النفس سورة الفجر يا أيتها النفس المطمئنة ترجعي إلى ربك راضية مرضية. Return to your God. Pleasing and well pleased. راضية مرضية. فادخلي في عبادي. Then enter into my community there, ibadi, my servants, وَدْخُلِي جَنَّتِي, and enter to my paradise. So you're going to have two peaceful lives, here and there, with two prerequisites, no more. Good belief, genuine belief, and righteous deeds. And then we go to number 30th. كَذَلِكَ أَرْسَلْنَاكَ فِي أُمَّةٍ قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهَا أُمَمٍ. This verse has a background. What is the background of this verse? On the sixth year after the Prophet moved from Mecca to Medina, on the sixth year of Hijrah, the migration of the Prophet, there was a peace treaty between the Meccans, the pagans, and the Prophet. The Prophet tried to go to Umrah to perform the Umrah, the lesser Hajj. He left Medina. But when he arrived at the outskirts of Mecca, Quraysh said, never, we are not going to allow you to come to our city. Imagine the Prophet, he was born and raised in Mecca for 40 years. Now, they tell him, go back to your country. As some people say here, go back home. This is exactly what the pagans of Mecca said to Prophet Muhammad. He is born and raised in Mecca. He's Meccan. And for 53 years he lived in Mecca for 53 years. And now they tell him, go back home to Medina. So they had a peace treaty. To make the long story short, they signed a peace treaty. The peace treaty is called Al-Hudaybiyah, because that was the name of the location, the area, the village. So when they sat to sign the peace treaty, the Prophet said to Imam Ali, he said to him, get a pen and paper and write down the articles of this peace treaty. He said to him, write, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of God, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Or he said, hey, what is Rahman, what is Rahim? We don't recognize God. We don't even recognize him as being compassionate or merciful. What are you talking about? If we believe God is compassionate and merciful, we will join your group. We don't believe that he's compassionate. Write, Bismikallahum. The Arabs before Islam, they used to write their letters with this sentence. In your name, that's it, in your name. Who is he? We don't know. Is he Buddha? Is he this? Bismikallahum. It doesn't have merciful, it doesn't have compassion. The Prophet said to Imam Ali, write as they say. He was humble. The Prophet did not didn't want to wage a war. He said, write down. So Imam Ali said, wrote, Bismikallahum. And then the second sentence, the Prophet said to Imam Ali, write, this is what Muhammad, the messenger of God, agreed with the people of Mecca. They said, hey, stop. We don't recognize you as being messenger of God. You are not Rasulullah. We don't recognize you. So the Prophet said to Imam Ali, look, the humility of this man. He said, no problem. They don't recognize me. I am the messenger of God. No problem. Right? Min Muhammad ibn Abdullah. Muhammad, the son of Abdullah. Imam Ali said, Ya Rasulullah, it's difficult for me. The Prophet said to him, right. This is how the Prophet succeeded. He was not arrogant. Simple name, Min Muhammad ibn Abdullah. And then they wrote the whole sentence. God here is answering Quraysh and saying to them, كَذَلِكَ أَرْسَلْنَاكَ فِي أُمَّةٍ قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهَا أُمَمٍ. We know that you are our messenger. If they don't recognize you, we know. We know you are our messenger. And we have sent you unto a community before whom other communities have passed away. This is not the only community. Before them, there were other communities. We sent many messengers before them. لِتَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمُ الَّذِي أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ. Why did we send you to Quraysh, to Mecca? That you may recite unto them that which we have revealed unto you, which is this book. This is what we revealed unto you. لِتَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمُ الَّذِي أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ. But unfortunately, وَهُمْ يَكْفُرُونَ بِالرَّحْمَانِ. Yet, they disbelieve in the compassionate. They say he's not compassionate. They don't accept God as being compassionate. Why they don't accept him? Because that society was based on violence. Someone whose mind is overwhelmed. Someone's mind, which is embedded with violence, cannot accept compassion and mercy. Cannot. Does not understand the meaning of compassion. That society, they used to murder their children with their own hands, especially their daughters. How can they accept God as being compassionate? Someone who did never practice compassion and mercy cannot accept compassion and mercy. Yet, they disbelieve in the compassionate. Say to them, Ya Rasulullah, O Muhammad, say to them, He is my Lord. There is no God but He. In Him do I trust, and unto Him do I return. قُلْ هُوَ رَبِّي لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ وَإِلَيْهِ مَتَابٍ. If you don't accept Him, this is your problem. But this is a fact and reality. God is the compassionate. And God is the merciful. And we going to return to God. This is another reality. When we die, we don't go away. We don't go away. God would never waste His time. He creates us. We live for 78 years. And then we go away. We disappear. We don't go away. There is another life. And that life is going to come soon. We will see it. And we see it every day. We see people who left us. They went before us. They arrived there. And we're going to follow them. My condolences to the family of Dr. Mehdi Murad Man, to his honorable wife, his honorable daughter, to his brothers-in-law, Dr. Ismail and Haj Jafar, and his son-in-law, and to the rest of the family of Murad Mand and Yasai, and also to the family of Mirafati for the departure of their honorable mother, Haj Asmat Khanum. May Allah bless their souls, inshallah, in paradise. They left before us, and we will follow. هم السابقون ونحن اللاحقون. There are four runners who left, and we're going to join. And nobody can stay behind. No one in this life is going to stay behind. It's a matter of time. It's a matter of time. We all have to embark on this journey. This is our eternal journey. This is where we come, where we came from. Inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un. We came from him, and definitely to him we're going to go back. Allahumma ighfir lil mu'minin wal mu'minat wal muslimin wal muslimat al ahya'i minhum wal amwat tabi' allahumma baynana wa baynahum bil khayrat innaka mujibud da'awat innaka ghafirul khati'at innaka mahis sayyi'at wa ja'iluha hasanat innaka ala kulli shay'in qadir. Tomorrow inshallah the Friday prayers is at 1 p.m. inshallah. Wa ila arwah al mu'min wal mu'minat thawab al fatiha مع الصلاة على محمد وآل محمد.